quarter to six time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And it feels like a really long time since we talked to Jason Kantz. It was Thursday morning, which is, you know, a long time ago. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. For you and I, that's a long time.
I know. We talk every day, and then we do that, you know, breakfast on Saturday. Yeah. And this week we didn't have Friday or the Saturday breakfast.
Right. So, both. So.
And then I read on Facebook that you got ticks crawling all over you. What happened there?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon I went to the Augusta Wildlife Area, State Wildlife Area, and was just tromping through the woods and taking some pictures, and was on my way home, and I thought I felt something crawling on my head, and pulled it off, and it was a tick, and I was like, oh, no. And, you know, it's just, I've been walking in the woods all winter, and of course, there are not a lot of ticks in the winter. And so they're out. And so I got home and had a total of six ticks that I found, and one was a deer tick. And so, yeah, it's time to keep an eye out for those sorts of things.
I was saying to you, well, I'm glad you're okay, and glad your wife was able to pick up on that.
Yeah.
And I did a little research here as you're talking, because I said if you were a pro wrestler, you'd be called Nature Boy with all these nature walks you do. And apparently it was Ric Flair who was called Nature Boy.
That's what I would have thought. You know, when you said Nature Boy off the air, I was like, I think that was Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we know.
Yeah. Well, some sad news on Friday, the passing of Mandisa at the age of 47.
Yeah. Yeah, that hit me a little harder than I thought it would. I saw the announcement on WWIB, and I saw her, I think, for the first time, a long time ago. She was playing with Tim Hawkins, surprisingly, and just really enjoyed her, loved her spirit, and so it's a big, big loss.
Yeah, and so many great tributes I saw, but, you know, one of them, and again, we'll maybe share some of these, and inviting people's requests this morning at 715-396-1670, specifically and only for Mandisa songs between now and 9 that you'd like to hear, 396-1670, and we'll get to one or two here coming up. But I thought Toby Mac talked about how she would come out there and listen to every artist when she was in concert, and she would sing along. And just from reading Jason Gray, Laura's story, Stephen Curtis Chapman, that she was such an encourager.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, real heartbreaking loss for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she'd been open. She'd been open about her struggles with, you know, some low times and depression and things.
Yeah, it sounds like that was a fairly significant part of her story, even in recent years. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, always grateful when people are willing to open up about those low points.
Exactly. We talk about Mental Health Monday. Josh Wilson does as good a job as anybody in CCM and trying to shine the spotlight on that. And we do it from time to time here, but thoughts and prayers to her and her family and the CCM industry as we collectively grieve her loss. And a Mandisa Monday today, as well as our usual Make Us Laugh. Well, tell you what, we have touched on a lot of the New Testament, and as you wrote an entire devotional commentary on all 27 books, pretty ambitious task. You have not written a book since then, still recovering.
I have not. No, I am. Yeah.
And so I guess today, I mean, maybe we start with the prelude. I don't know that there's a scripture for that, but...
Sure.
All right.
And sounds good.
So I've got it in front of me here, the prelude that you've got for Acts, this 28th chapter. Written by Luke, the same guy who wrote the Gospel of Luke, says, "You write, beloved, the Acts of the Apostles was the second book written by Luke, the physician, together with his Gospel account. As you read, you'll discover that Acts is unique among the New Testament books, telling the story about the early church from my son's ascension to late in the Apostle Paul's ministry about 30 years later." What about Acts? What did you find uniquely challenging about this one?
You know, I think I put off Acts until almost the end of working on this because I didn't know how I would approach it. And it actually became one of my absolute favorites. And I would sit and write, and I would have Bible maps out here so I could look on the maps at where Paul was walking and all of those things. And it just became a fascinating dive into that early development of the church. And so it was a lot of fun. And again, I think it is a unique book in terms of the early church.
So since you put it off, you probably didn't necessarily think it was going to be one of the most fun.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
And you were also, I think, surprised that you enjoyed doing Revelation as much as you did.
I also enjoyed doing Revelation. Yeah, I think both of those were intimidating, but for different reasons. I think they were intimidating. But, yeah. I think... when I started, and I think this is probably still true, the easier ones were the letters, like yeah. Paul's letters. James was the first one I did. But trying to figure out how do you tackle these from this perspective that, if God is telling you about what's happening in the books. And so Revelation yeah. and Acts were different in that regard.
Very good. Thank you, friend. Yep. Have a good Monday.
Talk to you later.
There we go, our buddy Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB.
Hi, good morning. Happy Earth Day, which reminded me that it is my son Matthew and his new bride, Jenny. It is their one-year anniversary, and I can't believe that first year just flew by, but I want to wish a very, very happy anniversary to Matthew and Jenny. Thank you.
So taking song requests only for Mandisa songs you'd like to hear. We played a couple earlier before 6, and Sherry and Bloomer weighing in saying, good morning, I'd like to share briefly about the song Overcomer by Mandisa. Sherry says, my sister had brain surgery a week ago, and the day before her surgery, I shared that song with her. Overcomer. A few days ago, my mother-in-law had emergency open heart surgery, and she absolutely loves that song and listens to it all the time. I'd like to request it to these two very special people in my life. Well, thank you, Sherry, for sharing that with them and asking us to share with everybody else here on 100,000-watt WWIB with a live stream heard worldwide at WIB.com. Well, the NFL draft is coming to Detroit, Motor City, and apparently our Drew Fralick, our stand-up comic pastor friend from Renaissance Vineyard, you're going to be there on Thursday for the first round?
Yes, I will be the live correspondent for the WIB wake-up show.
That'd be great.
I will be boots on the ground, Mark. That's what WIB is all about. It's about boots on the ground, live reporting. I'll be texting you. Just giving you the updates. I will be there.
Okay.
So
but what's,
I will report it, back next Monday.
What are you like the chaplain for the event or what?
I don't know. I guess the Lions do need it. I do actually know the Lions chaplain now that I think of it. Huh. He goes to another church, but I don't know if he prays a lot. It's been a rough 30 years. So
yeah.
But no, I'm not the chaplain.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll be there.
You will be there though?
Representing your radio station, Mark.
Thank you.
Our radio station.
All right. Hey, let me ask you, you were told us last week, you kind of teased us, that you met Arnold Schwarzenegger one time. How did this go down?
Yeah, so, by the way, like, you have a great memory. I texted you yesterday, I'm like, hey, what are we doing for the show?
Yeah.
And you reminded me about the Arnold thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I can't believe you're...
I have a decent memory. Yeah, a decent memory.
I couldn't believe you remembered that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, man, we're exactly 20 years apart. And I was mm-hmm. like, I hope I'm that sharp.
Well, you're right when you say exact, because we both have a June 12th birthday, and you're going to mm-hmm. turn 40, I'm going to turn 60. But the thing is that, let me just warn you that the short-term memory does, it's amazing what happens with that. So cling to the long-term. If you want to quiz me on 70s sports trivia, I'm really good. But how did you meet Arnold Schwarzenegger?
So Arnold Schwarzenegger in Shanghai, China, the listeners know I lived in China for a long time, and they had the World Expo in 2010, and every country had a different pavilion. There was a U.S. pavilion, China pavilion, Brazil pavilion, all the different pavilions. And I was working as a waiter at the U.S. pavilion, and different famous people would come by, Al Gore and Hillary Clinton, and one of the people that came by when he was governor of California was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Huh.
And so we thought it'd be really funny if when he came by and had lunch in our restaurant, we played the tango music from True Lies in the background.
Okay.
You remember that?
Okay.
So we didn't do it like too loud. We just put it on there very subtly. I don't know if he noticed or not.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time my boss is freaking out like, don't do anything stupid. Don't embarrass us.
Yeah, right.
And so he, had lunch. He ate a ton of food. I was his waiter. He just kept asking for more and more bread.
Huh.
And each time I would tell him, I'll be back. So. would just drink some more.
That's a great.
And I think he was a little annoyed when I said that, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Thank you, Drew. DrewFralick.com.
Yes.
All right, appreciate it. All right, weekend recap. Halvo and Caleb, the Wib Wake Up Show on this Monday, April 22nd. And for me, I was away Friday because Peggy and I off to Green Bay for what's called the Tricon. It's a Rotary. It's like a state convention. Rotary's broken into, the Rotary Club broken into different districts, three of them in the state of Wisconsin. It also spills into the UP of Michigan. And so it was a gathering and heard some great speakers on a variety of important and worthwhile subjects. And some folks locally have said, hey, Peggy has said, shared to Rotary, and she's been a part of it here the last year. And they've been supportive of Teamwork Africa. And so potentially she would be a speaker at something like that. People have talked about it. And then also church yesterday. We had a great family lunch. We played Tower of Trivia, trying to play a family game after that. And then inspired by Michael and his inside and outside. I mean, he took a couple hours getting that car cleaned. I'm like, I can go do that on my car. So I started after him and got done way before him. So there we go.
Well, there you go. Well, my weekend, very relaxing. Enjoyed family time at home, family time up at the Red House, as my kids call it, on Sunday afternoon after church. So got a lot of errands run, getting some things ready for Single Mom Saturday, but also just enjoyed some time to read a book. And last week was one of those weeks where it's, hey, I wanted to sit down and read and just never really got the chance to. It was a lot of busyness. And so there was a lot of rest, just again, trying to enjoy some time and just watching my kids play, especially baby Teddy, is just one of my favorite things. Just sometimes it's always do, do, do. And sometimes I think the best thing I can do is to just sit back and kind of exist with my children and just learn a little bit by observing how they play. And so that was one of my favorite things, is just watching, man, how much my little baby son has grown in the past year plus. So that was my weekend, and I'm grateful for it.
On the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. All right, three jokes apiece. You know, it's the Summer Olympics this year. So, Caleb, what do you call a nervous javelin thrower?
I'm not sure.
How about Shakespeare?
Oh, man.
Well, it is a political year here in 2024, and I'm about the least political person out there, but I can find some jokes. So how about this? Why pay money to have your family tree traced? Just go into politics and your opponents will do it for you.
There you go. There you go. What did the surgeon say when the man asked if he could do his own anesthetic?
I'm not sure.
Sure. Knock yourself out.
There you go. Well, you know what? Another joke about politics. Politics is the gentle art of getting votes from the poor and campaign funds from the rich by promising to protect each from the other.
Yeah.
Sad, but true. Man.
Yeah. There you go. And finally, for me this Monday morning, what happens if a frog parks illegally?
I'm not sure.
It gets towed.
There you go. And last joke for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Politicians are people who, when they see light at the end of the tunnel, go out and buy some more tunnel. There you go. You can guess my feelings on the subject.
All right, the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB. And, you know, car deer collisions is a big concern in Wisconsin, but apparently, Caleb, we're not alone.
I guess not. Again, around the country, it has become a growing issue, according to recent studies.
Yeah, deer vehicle collisions have become a significant issue here. Around 2.1 million of these deer collisions occurring each year.
These incidents have led to 59,000 human injuries and 440 human fatalities, causing over $10 billion in economic losses.
Now, I've hit a deer twice. How about you?
Let's see. I clipped one on the rump at one point, and it seemed to be fine, and so was my vehicle. So,
that's good.
I was grateful for that. We did hit a bear.
That's right.
At one point. That did a lot more damage.
Wow. Yeah, that's much rarer.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. The risk of deer collisions highest during dawn and dusk when deer are most active. I had one early morning and one late at night, so I guess I've covered both.
And again, spring that we're in now, spring and autumn, particularly November, are peak times for these incidents. And maybe it seems like old hat to a lot of folks who've lived here in Wisconsin all their lives, but still, I mean, be careful, and especially you young drivers out there.
Yeah, you get those times of year in certain areas around western Wisconsin where people say, look out for deer.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of how we say, I love you here in Wisconsin.
I know, it is.
Watch for deer.
Yes, so thank you for caring.
Please be careful. Well, Again, on a Mandisa Monday here on WWIB, playing back some of your requests, some of her songs from throughout the years, as, again, she passed away at the age of 47 last week at her home in Nashville, remembering, again, just an absolute shining light in contemporary Christian music. Beautiful song here, so many of hers are. You Keep Hope Alive. 12 minutes before 9 o'clock and Focus on the Family. 51 degrees and a very special guest joins us this morning, Helen Smallbone. Again, she is the subject of the film Unsung Hero from For King and Country brothers Joel and Luke. And that opens this week at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Helen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so very much for having me, Caleb.
We saw the film as a staff, and I know Caleb said he saw it here recently. We really loved it. Give us your take. What do you think of this movie that's going to be unveiling here in the Chippewa Valley soon?
Well, I must say it's very surreal to have your life story being put into film and having other people act your family and you. But I feel that there's the family is under attack currently. I think the nuclear family, our marriages, is under attack. And this movie promotes marriages being on the same team and going through the hard times, supporting one another, and it also supports family. So I'm actually really excited about to see how God might be able to use it in people's lives.
And really neat, again, chatting with Helen Smallbone this morning. Again, you and David, and so your son Joel plays his dad, which is really neat, but you and David will actually be celebrating your 49th wedding anniversary on the date this film releases nationwide this Friday, the 26th.
We are. It's very crazy. We're a bit challenged about what he's going to do for our 50th, but, you know, that was a random detail that just blew my mind, I suppose, at any rate, because when you take on a partner, and we've taken on Lionsgate to distribute this movie, they choose the release date, and they randomly chose April 26th. And when Joel called me up and said, "Oh, we've got a release date, it's April 26th," and I'm like, "Oh, did you know that that's my 29th wedding?"
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, yeah, I knew that. Like, you know, that was never the plan, but anyway."
You know, you talked about this in terms of the family, and as I was thinking, getting ready to talk to you, Helen, I thought it's a faith-based film, but it's very much a family film, and this is going to be a great movie for the family to go to, young and old, don't you think?
Yeah, I've been surprised how many people can relate to a character in the movie. I mean, in the movie, we really have even counted more than just family. We really reach the people who have been immigrants, because we open with sort of an immigration scene, us coming to America from Australia. Then there's a family death, and the grief that's involved with that when that happens suddenly. And then you've got the dynamics of loss for a lot of men. You know, life's uncertain, and a lot of people go through struggle when they've got a job loss or just change. That sort of they're there. And what really surprised me was when a reporter watched the movie just on her own, and then she thought she'd watch it with her family, her husband and four kids. And her 15-year-old came to her and said, "Oh, Mom, this is my favorite movie. I can't wait for it to come out. I'm going to take all my friends."
Nice.
Now, to me, that was really shocking, you know, that a 15-year-old could also relate to the story.
Huh. I know, Helen, again, we have an event that we've been fundraising for to bless local single mothers in our community called Single Mom Saturday, and it's coming up this Saturday. And part of the way that we want to honor moms and their kids is we're taking them to a private movie showing, and Unsung Hero is the film that is going to be shown this Saturday morning. And again, after watching it myself, I just think that this is a film that, again, people need to see. But I think for these single moms, especially, who are trying to hold everything together for their family, to see, again, your courage, your faith in the Lord that never lets go is going to be very important for them.
Yeah, I think there's another scene or aspect of the movie that has really impacted families, and that is the prayer wall. When we arrived in America, we had nothing. We didn't have a car. We didn't have furniture. We arrived with 16 suitcases, and that was it, with little money. We had a rental home, but you know, the rental home was empty. We were struggling to put food on the table, so we worked together. But the needs were real. And so when you face a struggle like that, it shows you where your foundation is built. And we were very blessed that our foundation was built on Jesus. And so we decided that we would gather in our furnitureless living area and that we would sit on the floor and we prayed as a family. The kids knew what was going on. They shared the journey with us. And so we prayed as a family and we put, the movie depicts, we didn't actually physically do this, but the movie depicts us putting notes on the wall, and we've got a thank you line and we've got a need line. And it's a powerful reminder that when we pray specifically for our needs, that God answers those prayers, that God is, he promises two things that I think are very strong in the movie. One, that he's always with us, and that we need to remember that during good times and hard times, Jesus is always with us. And then secondly, he promises to provide us with our needs. And we saw miracles in those days, miracles that changed all our lives and set a new foundation for our family.
Ellen, it's so great to talk with you. Thanks so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show, the week that Unsung Hero debuts. Just real quick, because sometimes people speculate, some of our questions might be, who would you like to see play you in the movie? We think Daisy Betts does an outstanding job as you. What do you think?
I think she did an incredible job. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. She nailed me. And I don't know her. Like, yeah. You know, she interviewed, I did do a phone conversation with her. I think Joel and the other director sort of gave her insights as to who I am. But I think she nailed me. I think she did an incredible job. I think Joel did an incredible job of playing David. I think he really captured the anguish and the angst that David was experiencing at that time.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, we so appreciate you being with us, and we wish you the very best with the success of this film.
Thank you so very much, and thank you for your support and for having me on.
Thank you, Helen, and a very happy 49th anniversary this Friday to you and David. And again, as you mentioned, might be a film distribution company putting that out, but the lot is cast into the lap. It's every decision is from the Lord, and we know Amen. That, again, he's behind this. Helen Smallbone, thank you so much for joining us.